Now back to Rudy Maxa's World with Christopher Elliott.
Hey, I'm Rudy Maxa.
And I'm Chris Elliott.
And we're delighted you're joining us this weekend. We hope you'll make it appointment radio and be here to talk about travel with us. You can call us 800-387-8025 anytime you want. Even if it's in the middle of the night, you'll get a message. We'll ask you to leave your phone number, when the best time of day might be to call you and chat about your issue, and we may put you on the radio. Now, if you've ever seen the TV show called The Amazing Race, and you've always wanted to try a scavenger hunt, but were put off by the pressure, then our next guest has a vacation suggestion. She's Laura Blake. She's a journalist and a photographer, and she's been a participant in a unique vacation, or is a participant in a unique vacation concept called Competitors.
So here's what they've done. They've taken away the frenzy of Amazing Race, but not the prize. So teams of two people travel throughout Europe, completing daily challenges, and then also competing for a grand prize of $9,000. $9,000. It's not bad. No. Laura, welcome to the show. So tell us, what's a competitor?
A competitor is somebody who doesn't mind not relaxing on vacation.
I'm related to a couple of people like that. So what exactly do you do when you go on a competitor?
All right. So the trip is just crazy, but you get a list of 10 challenges to do each day. You don't have to do all 15. You pick a few that you want to do, and then you go out and do them. So really, it's kind of like a create-your-own-adventure, if you ever remember those books.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So give me an example of one of the tasks that they want you to do.
All right. We one of the challenges was to go to the countryside of Belgium and go on a rail biking tour. And then while there, we would look for specific things. Like, we had to find somebody who could tell us something very interesting about that town. Or we'd also have to find somebody who could perform a specific task or sing a song for us or something like that.
Well, give me an idea of what countries are involved in competitors, will you, Laura?
Sure. It's anywhere in Europe. That's fair game. But they change every time you go on a trip. We happen to go to Switzerland, Germany, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands, all in like a 10-day period.
But is that, well, let me ask you first, let me see if I can get understanding this setup correctly. Does someone who's participating know all these countries, where they're going in the first place, number one? And number two, is this, it's the old 10 countries in 10 days. Is this all that leisurely?
It's an insane schedule.
Well, yes, you probably spend a couple days in each kind of location, but leisurely, it's kind of hard to say because you don't really get to know a place by just going there for a couple days.
Well, of course.
But it's really a lot of fun. But first of all, the first question that you're asking, they are secret destinations. They aren't. The first destination is revealed like 2 or 3 days before you go on the trip.
Okay.
So we would get that email and we open it up and like, oh my gosh, we're going to Switzerland. So so we had a little time to prepare. And then once you're in Switzerland and you do the challenges that day, that evening you get another email that tells you where you're going the next day and what the challenges are. So then you can do some research, find out what the challenges are, figure out what you want to do, and then sleep and be well rested.
So it's like opening a box of chocolates and not knowing what flavor is inside.
Yeah.
But it's always chocolate. But let me ask you this. When you see that thing that night saying, okay, here's your next challenge, are the travel arrangements for you already made, or do you have to go, oh, my gosh, we've got to book a train ticket?
Well, some of the basic things were already booked for us. There was a train ticket. There was a Eurorail pass that we had. So we knew we could hop it on. But other than that, this is independent travel.
Laura, hotels? Are your hotels booked by competitors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've got a place to stay, and you're going to be able to get to those places.
Yes.
Okay.
But everything else is up to you.
So, Laura, it sounds like you get to see places and parts of a country that you probably wouldn't normally see if you were on like a regular tour. Is that right?
Exactly. I mean, if I'm normally an independent traveler, so I'll show up at a town and just explore kind of on my own. Some of these challenges were outside of the city limits that maybe I wouldn't have gone to otherwise, so it's kind of interesting to be able to, it's kind of taking you out of your comfort zone and like, hey, I'm going to try something new here. And it's really kind of fun.
Where can listeners find more information about this, Laura?
Competitors.com. Competitors, T-O-U-R-S at the end.
Oh, T-O-U-R-S at the end. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Laura, thanks so much for joining us. I have never heard of this, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, you need to sign up and try it. It's fun. I got my husband to do it.
Okay. Thanks very much, Laura.
All right.
Take care.
You too.
Laura's website can also has a website called farflungtravels.com. Coming up next, I'm going to do my deal of the week, and Chris, God bless him, he fixes a listener's trip.